Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldsworthy, City Investor Report on Victor Rodriguez, date of birth 4/13/1959, date of procedure July 19, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldsworthy, referring physician is Dr. Masari Vargas. Procedure performed is gastroendoscopy with full biopsy, palatectomy and full biopsy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy palatectomy, comma, cold snare palatectomy, comma, hot snare palatectomy, cold biopsies, and hemoclip deployment times one. Indication is FOBT positive stools, comma, personal history of colon pops, comma, GERD. Description of procedure informed, signs of pain, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion, tissue, malignancy. For all explained to the patient, is brought to an anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitored anesthesia care. While the lupus and sodiogastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, and advancing direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, E-junction, and esophagus, the retroflex is obtained in the cardia. Air resection from the stem before withdrawal of scope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position as the direct exam is performed. While looking at the lupus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advancing direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, elastica valve, confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, elastica valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transit colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, and retroflex is obtained at the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep scores graded as well. 7, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings, adoperinostic proximal esophagus had the proximal esophagus had a diminutive polyp at approximately 20 centimeters from the bite block. Comma, cold biopsy polypectomy was used to remove the polyp. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus. Next line. Z-line was irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of salmon colored mucosa extending proximally. Comma, porosity 0M1.5. Comma, biopsies were obtained for the Seattle protocol. In all four quadrants for further evaluation and to allow Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of Apache gastric erythema, comma, biopsies are obtained in the antrum body for histology and to relate H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to the G2 portion. Next line, echolonoscopy. There were two diminutive rectal sessile polyps from cold biopsy palpectomy. Next line, there was approximately 8 millimeter rectal sigmoid sessile polyp from cold snare palpectomy. Next line, there was an ascending colon, approximately 10 millimeter lipoma. This was biopsied for further evaluation and histology, and there was evidence of fat extruding from the biopsy site. Next slide. There was a sigmoid colon lipoma, approximately 10 millimeters in size. This was biopsied by MBI for further evaluation and histology. There was evidence of fat extruding from the biopsy site. Next slide. There was a rectal sessile polyp, approximately 2 centimeters in size, which was removed with EMR, comma, 4 cc's of saline was injected at the base, and a hot snare was used in piecemeal fashion to remove the polyp. Remove the totality of the polyp. Next slide. Sorry, go back. This was done piecemeal, and a hemoclip was deployed with good hemostasis sheet. Next slide. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small to moderate in size, non-bleeding, yet friable. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, follow-up and office previously scheduled. Next line, recommend repeat flex sig in 6 months for reevaluation of the rectal palatectomy site. Next line, continue PPI daily, particularly if patient is found to have Barrett's esophagus. Next line, avoid straining. I recommend high fiber diet with good water and taking fiber supplementation as needed, as well as metamucil and Miralax daily. Next line. If patient is found to have iron deficiency anemia, I would recommend pill cam for further evaluation. Thank you.